Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But minute allocation. This was an interesting answer from Steve Kerr talking about those three players and Kuminga's minute allocation.
You know, Jimmy's arrival took away a lot of Jonathan's minutes at the four. You know, there's no doubt that, you know, as soon as Jimmy arrived and we started winning, we leaned into lineup combinations that enhanced Jimmy because we were winning. And Jonathan was out for that whole stretch. We went like, you know, 17-3 or something. So we're going to keep doing what's been winning. But the lineup with Jimmy, Jonathan, and Draymond doesn't fit real well, frankly. It just doesn't. We need more spacing. We've found other lineups that have clicked, and this is just part of the deal, you know, being in the NBA, and you got to adapt to whatever, you know, whatever's happening with the team. Jonathan's done a great job of that. He's working hard. He's playing well when he's out there. But I'm just going with the lineup combinations that I think are going to give us the best chance to win. And, you know, there's going to be nights where he's absolutely part of that, like the Laker game. And then there's going to be nights where I go to Buddy or Moses or Gary Payton. It just changes every game based on what's happening. And I have to read that as a coach.
And there you go. 888-957-9570. All the arguments yesterday. Pods or Kuminga? Situational based. Healed. Moody, it's all going to be different. Like, how we've been watching this Warriors team for how long? I don't, like, decades plus with Steve Kerr. Like, Kevon Looney was a difference maker in that Houston, all those Houston Rockets series.
Yeah,
right?
But who you play alongside Kevon Looney is extremely important.
Yes, I know that. Let's give the guy that's only lost one Western Conference series in his career the benefit of the doubt when it comes to these things. In his career, he's lost one Western Conference series, and it'll get to the Lakers team that was quite frankly just better than you at that time. Well, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Joe, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Shameless shout-outs in 45 minutes. That's about you, the people, not about us. 888-957-9570. Shameless shout-outs. And Vonta Hill is going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour in studio.
So, you know, the raw quote of him saying that J.K., Draymond, Butler, I'm paraphrasing, it doesn't fit. They literally won the Laker game that way down the stretch.
Yes.
But you had Steph and Pods out there, right?
He mentioned that in there. There's going to be moments with J.K. that, like, exactly. We're going to need him in the Lakers, like the Lakers game.
I think people were glomming on to that particular sentence online, and they're like, see, J.K., Draymond, Butler don't fit. And while I would agree that it's very clunky because you have three non-shooters. I could also pick three other non-shooters and say those don't fit as well. Who you play alongside who really, really, really matters. Like, if I just remove the name JK and I said Draymond Butler and Kevon Looney, it's not great, right? Like that, I don't love that spacing either. That's why I think Quinton Post is extremely important in a lot of these combinations because he's a stretch big who can help, you know, spread the floor for you. This is why Moses Moody's shooting is extremely important, because he can connect various lineups because of the shooting. This is why when Pods is shooting well, he can connect various lineups. Yep. And obviously Steph's the ultimate wild card, because he commands double coverage no matter who you're out here with.
What did Slater say yesterday? He's the cheat code.
Yeah.
He's the magic elixir. He's the one player that
100%
provides that much spacing for everyone else, right? That no one else in the history of the league has been 100% able to do because of his shooting. You're talking about the suggestion box in 888-957-9570. Why are we talking about that? I'm giving you one suggestion for Steve Kerr, Dub Nation. What is it? 888-957-9570.
They're already pouring in.
They are. And he was talking yesterday about it with Willard and Dibs.
It's all part of it. So, but if you do have suggestions, I'm all ears. What do you got for me?
The one that kind of sticks out is Harrison Barnes 3, the game-winning dagger. You had Steph guarding the ball. Any thought to maybe putting a more active on-ball defender to make things a little bit more difficult on the inbounder?
You know, we sometimes will put a big on the inbounder, but with 3 seconds left, the inbounder himself is very dangerous because he can pass and get the hand back, you know, get a pass back. And so we decided to put Steph on the inbounder so that he wasn't involved in the switches, you know, off ball, in case there were screens, and you know, that were involved in the play. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good suggestion. And oftentimes we do put a big on the ball, but with that much time left, I try not to.
Do you guys have a suggestion box? Because we've got listeners who I think would have more, you know, more ideas.
Really? Huh?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I get a lot of emails with lots of suggestions. And so, yeah, I'm always... always interested in those. So, yeah, please keep them coming. Why don't you guys do a suggestion box and just pass them along?
If you ever go to a third row of coaches, myself and about 18 people on the YouTube would be happy to sit there.
I'm sure there's a lot more than that.
Yeah. And what is your email address, Coach? Go ahead. Exactly.
Dibs, you're the ref. We all know that. You'd be out wearing the stripes. You're not going to be in the third row to coaching.
Could you imagine him going to the middle of the court after a challenge, looking into the camera?
Suggestion box.
I was in need of a closer.
I was in need of a suggestion. 888-957-9570.
Basically, let's have some fun with this. Steve Kerr saying, hey, give me a suggestion. I have a suggestion box. I get emails all the time. I want to hear from the Warrior fans. Like, I think the average fan does know a lot, okay? And I do think that they understand the game of basketball. And I think you can have really good, strong points. Are some ones I agree with? Yeah. And are some ones I don't agree with? Yeah, like that's part of sports, and that's the beauty of it. And I want to hear from people's suggestions.
If you had a suggestion, let me ask you before we get to Nick.
No, go to Nick. I've got so many. I give suggestions all week.
Okay. Well, think about a big one.
I already know what it is.
Well, you only get one. I'm not allowing you to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You only get one. Carter, Sam, you guys get one suggestion. All right? This is like the Christmas gift. Our money's a little tight this year, so you get one big prize. Make it a good one. And I'll get it for you, all right? Papa Spadoni's here. Nick, Berkeley, what's up, bud? What's that suggestion for Kerr?
Man, check it out. Put Draymond at the 1, Curry at the 2, Moody at the 3, Kuminga at the 4, and Big Post at the 5 to start the game.
Wait, was there no Jimmy in that? Did I miss a no Jimmy Butler? What was he?
Have Jimmy coming off the bench for like 4 minutes. In the first period, in the first quarter.
You know what? You know what, Nick?
Come on, man.
You're right. I'm not. You know what?
We got to mix veterans with the other guys coming off the bench too.
You know what? I got to check myself. I poo-pooed it. I'll check myself real quick.
I'm open to it.
Leave Nick on. Hold on.
I don't think that would be very popular.
No, it wouldn't be. But all suggestions are open. I'm not going to poo-poo anything.
I do view Draymond as more of a point guard offensively, and. This obsession with Pajemski as your only, like, because he views Steph as, like, I guess, like a 2. I don't know, man. I think you can get away. Because here's the thing. Jimmy's also a facilitator and a point guard. He can bring the ball up the floor.
We've seen it.
Draymond can bring the ball up the floor. I mean, you have multiple playmakers. That's kind of why their offense has been significantly better since the Jimmy acquisition. I'm not mad at the suggestion.
Finish it up, Nick.
And so, basically, on top of that, You got Jimmy coming and Pods in the second team. Man, it's like Looney Tunes. You have Looney come in with that dude. That's 3 foot balling in the second string lineup. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, dude, like Kerr, don't let nobody stagnate on the bench. get players in and out of there, man.
Yeah.
If they're not hitting right away, man, do it like Phil Jackson used to do. You get the quick hook. If you ain't doing it, you're getting the quick hook, man. Right on the bench and be right back in there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Nick. That's Nick and Burke.
I'm going to keep a running log of these suggestions.
Yeah, we're doing suggestion box. Okay. Get one suggestion for Steve Curry. You don't get two. You don't get three. Just one. 888-957-9570.
Lineup. And basically, I'll summarize.
Jimmy off the bench.
Jimmy off the bench starting JK.
Yeah. That's a bold one.
And post.
That's very bold. I don't know if we're doing that, but it's
I
bold.
Like it. No, I look, again, these are suggestions. Along the way, a video guy suggested, what if we started Iguodala and put Andrew Bogut on the bench?
That's true.
So I'm open to anything.
Hence the death lineup, correct? Steel Toe is in San Mateo.
Steel Toe.
Wants to join the conversation. Steel Toe, what's your suggestion for Steve Kerr? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, fellas. Yes, this is why I love 95.7 The Game, how you guys give the fans a wish. We know Steve Kerr is not going to listen, but this is great conversation and giving the fans something to relieve some of the stress of life. I thank you guys. Thank you so much for this
thank
wish.
You. Yeah.
Suggestions? Yeah, I just like my suggestion would be maybe put Jonathan Kuminga at the backup center behind Draymond. Maybe he could put Kuminga with more three-pointers, and he could have more room scoring in the paint if he would have more three-pointers around him and not around, like, non-scorers. That's all. Thank you.
You know, it's funny,
thanks,
like,
Steel-toe.
Maybe 3 years ago when JK was early in his career, I thought him as a small ball five might be something they would tinker with for a small period of time, but it would be incumbent that you have other big, big dudes out there who maybe are a little more skilled.
And they don't. That's the thing. Like, and they just don't. Really.
And Steve, it's a good suggestion. Yeah. Steve loves the 3 and 4 card lineups. I mean, he just loves them.
He does. Because that's what
there's a little Nelly in him.
But that's what's won for him, right? Like, you go with what you know. And you heard it in his conversation with the Jimmy, JK, and Dre. Like, yeah, that's not really working right now. I'm going to go with what works.
Can you also, like, people say, like, hey, those 3 guard lineups, they won with them. Clay was huge. He was 6'7".
He was. No, okay. He was.
Like, Sean Livingston is like 6'7", 6'8".
He's big.
They're very unique guards.
That's why that team was
okay?
So unique.
So, like, Chris Paul is a guard. He's significantly different body type
right, than
a Clay or a Sean Livingston.
It's like asking, like when Magic Johnson played center as a
exactly.
rookie. He's a point guard, but he was asked to play center.
Livingston was closer to Penny Hardaway in terms of height than he was Chris Paul.
Correct.
Right? And, like, now Pods is, they say 6'5". I don't know. What do we think Pods is?
I feel like he's 6'3".
Yeah, hair, right?
Right.
I saw 6'5". I couldn't believe
Carter,
that.
Carter, real quick.
He's not 6'5". He's 6'4", 6'3".
You think he's 6'4", 6'3"? I mean, this as a guy who's 6'8".
Well, I would actually trust that.
No, I know. I love how he plays.
Klay Thompson is about my height.
Wow.
I looked at him dead in the
eyes.
Huge. And I saw him up at the club here, and he was really, really big. I mean,
fun with the club.
So that's why, not that I get angry at people suggesting the 3 guard lineups.
There is no wrong suggestion.
There's nuance to it, right? It's like, not all guys. For example, Ryan Sandberg, he's a second base. Well, he started as a third baseman. You know what I mean? Like, Jeff Kent was starting as a third baseman. That's why these guys were great hitters at second base. They got converted over there. It used to be you'd put a light hitting guy at second base because you were going defense first. These big guards, okay, that are labeled guards that are 6'8", are just dramatically different and bring a different skill set than a 6-foot guard. Well, GP2, 6'2", plays like a forward.
Right. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems. One suggestion you have for Steve Kerr right now, Dub Nation.
I love it.
I'm not giving you two, not giving you three. One suggestion.
I love it.
888-957-9570. We got Tim, Chucky, Peter. We'll get to you on the other side. Plus, shameless shout-outs in about 30 minutes. Again, that segment's about you, not us. We want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Shout out whoever you want. Your mom, your son, your Carter, Sam, your dog. I don't care. Your business. It doesn't matter. Anything you want to shout out. Shameless shout outs at 745. And again, it's going to be brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems. You cannot sleep on anyone in this league. There are so many different tiebreaker scenarios that could happen. You got the T-Wolves, the big win over the Grizzlies yesterday. Warriors now back in the sixth spot. They are in the playoffs as of this moment, not the play-ins. But a lot still to happen in these final two games of the regular season. How is it all going to shake out? Well, we'll find out on Monday, and we'll get to who you want to see potentially when we come back on Monday. But that's for then, this is now, and right now we're doing suggestions. Because Willard and Dibbs had Steve Kerr on their airwaves yesterday, Joe. And they, asked suggestions. Steve Kerr asked, like, what suggestions would you guys have?
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Have for me. And Dibs gave him one, and you know what? That got us thinking, hey, let's go to the fans here. Let's go to the fans. Let's go to the Tims, the Gregs, the Chuckies, the Peters, the Juniors. What is the one suggestion you have for Steve Kerr? And we've gotten a couple people's now. Do you have yours, Joe? What's your... You get one. Again, this isn't Christmas. You don't get a couple. There's no stocking stuffers. You get one suggestion for Steve Kerr. What would it be?
My one suggestion would be you need to trust the young man in Quinton Post. This is a little small suggestion because I think he overall does a great job. You need to trust Quinton Post a little more because I think that his stretch shooting is extremely valuable to allowing you to play some of these defensive lineups that are mandatory against the matchups and the teams that you're going to be facing moving forward.
I'm not mad at that. 888-957-9570.
And I'm talking like an extra 10 minutes in the second half, not like, you know, like a grand total of 20 minutes. Like, okay. I have a subtle suggestion.
Okay.
Mine isn't like, play Steph at the five.
Go full Magic Johnson at 6'3". We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. It's Spadoni. It's Chasky. We got shameless shout-outs coming up in 25 minutes. 25 minutes, shameless shout-outs. That segment's about you. It's not about us. We want to hear from the people. And again, same number to call or text. It's 888-957-9570. Shout-out your school, shout-out your business, shout-out your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. Doesn't matter, your kids. It does not matter. Tim, Raleigh, North Carolina, what is your one suggestion for Steve Kerr? Good morning, Tim.
Wow, man, it's almost identical to what Shasky just said, and this is this doesn't have to be a starting lineup, but at least put it out there together and lean into it a little bit. And it's Steph and it's Post, two lockdown shooters. It's Jimmy, it's JK, two big wings who can get to the rim and play off of each other if a coach set things up that way. And it's Draymond, the backbone of the defense. I mean, and lean into it. I told you guys that same lineup about a month ago, and we have not seen it. We haven't. And this is just, and this is why Kuminga's career here is coming to an end, guys, because if you can't find a way to design an offense around those guys, we've seen the offense run through Kuminga before, Jimmy, and Steph. And if you can't find a way as a coach that is the highest paid in the league to design something that these get to maximize that talent, Kuminga is not going to be here. How do you justify him? And if I'm one of his agents, there's no way in hell I want him to be here because he's going to average 19 to 20 minutes. Your coach is going to take the easy way out and say it doesn't fit, even though he doesn't try all options. And he's going to move on to a team that's going to maximize him, guys. So, Shasker, we right on the money, brother. I mean, we haven't seen that lineup. We have not seen it. We haven't, like he said, Jimmy came, he took his minutes, and now Jonathan is night to night. And the reason why is because that lineup I just gave you, I'm not going to even say that. I was going to say that lineup doesn't include Parts, but I'm not going to even go there. But I just believe the coach has not experimented with it and put those guys in a position to maximize the talent. So I think Kuminga's coming to an end. I think we can all stop the nonsense after this playoff run is over. He'll be moving on because no way in hell you can justify giving Jimmy $55 million, Kuminga $30 million, if you're going to play him 20 minutes a game. And if your coach is not going to, unless over the summer they were going to redesign some things and find a way to make that work, it's no way in hell. So you're going to lose Kuminga, and then in about a year, Jimmy's going to hit you for another extension.
So what was the suggestion?
The suggestion was J.K., Butler, Draymond, Steph, and QP.
Okay. All right. Maybe that is a scenario that happens at one point. I don't know what it turned into at the end there, that JK is just not going to get paid. I don't, because of his minute allocation, because there's going to be moments. Again, let's all wait on the JK future right now, because there's a lot to take place. There's this thing called the playoffs. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. It's pretty important. You know, people rise and fall in the playoffs. Stock rises and stock falls. You know, the regular season is its own beast, but the playoffs is a different animal. Look, can we get through that first?
Only in the NBA do we obsess about what might happen 2 years from now, a year from now,
it's ridiculous.
3 years from now.
It's ridiculous.
Could you imagine, like, hey, I noticed the 2015 Giants here. Matt Duffy's getting suppressed. I mean, he's just getting suppressed. There's just not enough room with Crawford and Panic and Belt for Matt Duffy to get his.
That's the word he just used right there. Shout out, Joe. It's panic. Like, come on. Like, if he hasn't, real quick, let's say this, which is a reasonable scenario. First round, you get the Lakers, and JK balls out, has big moments, is awesome.
Yeah.
Every single person is going to be saying after that series, sign him up, he's locked in, JK here's for the future. Then you have a second round series where he doesn't look so good against, I don't even know if I got it, Houston Rockets. Oh no, JK, you gotta get rid of him now. Like, really?
He's
like,
not worth this.
Stop.
We did this, it's so funny. I watched every beat writer for the Niners. Brock Purdy's going to get $60 million a year. They did it for 2 years. And then he had the season that he had.
Right.
And it was like, I think it's going to be a lot harder than he thinks to get $50 million. Like, it's just, why are we in this huge rush to give everyone the bag?
I'll tell you why. Well, we're in a huge rush to be right, first and foremost. I want to be right. You want to be right.
Let it play out.
But we want to be first. If you ain't first, you're last.
You have the right of first refusal, meaning if someone comes in and blows JK's doors off with the money,
right.
All right, you have the option to match or let him go.
Okay, and that was a suggestion.
You know, like, I don't know why we have to worry about, does he want 36? He thinks he's worth 31? He's only worth 23.
Exactly. I'm not.
We went through this with Clay.
Thank you.
We saw it happen with Malik Monk. We saw it happen with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, where certain guys thought they were going to get a certain amount of money, and they got a fraction of that money. And I would argue those guys maybe have better standing in the league, a better resume, whatever you want to.
Age.
Yeah. You know, like, I think we're way ahead of ourselves on the money thing.
888-957-9570. I'm not even going to have that conversation.
No, I wasn't trying to.
You were just correct.
I was explaining why I'm not letting it trigger me.
Totally. We're doing suggestions. Steve Kerr's suggestion box, he's allowing it. You're getting one suggestion, people. Just one. Not two, not three, not four. One suggestion you
have
for Steve
Kerr. Here's a good one. 510, and I'm going to put you in there. 510, I would like to see TJD at power forward with Post at center. That's interesting, but what are the other three people out there? I will put that down. I would like to see TJD get an opportunity alongside Quentin Post. Let's just see what it looks like.
God, that's two young players you're relying on. I don't know if I want to see that in the playoffs. Like, that's something you take in the regular season, maybe.
Well, what if
that
you're facing
the hell out of me?
Maybe you're facing like a. I don't know. I don't know what combinations, but you might go up against Twin Towers, right?
Okay.
And you might have to spread the floor a little or try something unique. Maybe it is Minnesota, hypothetically, in a play-in game. The fact that we haven't seen it for even a minute.
Probably not going to see it. But again, all suggestions welcome here on the Morning Roast. Chucky is in Oakland. What's up, Chuck?
Power forward.
What you doing out in Oaktown?
Center.
Hey, good morning. Actually, I'm out in Sunnyvale right now.
Ooh.
Hey, I start my days, man. I start my days with two pros and a cup of Joe, and I go right to you guys. And I wanted to pose my suggestion to Stine and Cool yesterday, but they hung up on me. And the thing is, they think I'd be comparing Pod and Kuminga, but this is my suggestion. I think my suggestion is to change the offensive scheme, because I think Kuminga's playing out of, in the wrong position. You want him on the perimeter, the pass, you know the normal offense of the Warriors. I think my offensive scheme is, I think, and we never seen this before, putting Kuminga on the block with the inside-outside game, and I think he'll eat more with Butler and held in the ball. You got Draymond out there, and then that'll open up Curry, that'll open up Kuminga. And I just think that they should try Kuminga on the block instead of having him on the perimeter, you know, all that downhill talk that the critics be doing. If you go on the block, King over here be putting people in foul trouble, he'll be getting to the line, and also he'll be opening up the shots for Curry and Hill on the perimeter, as well as Butler and Draymond doing their thing. So that would be my suggestion.
I like that.
Thanks, Chuck.
I put it down.
It's Chucky in Oakland.
Personally, I think Kuminga struggles with his back to the basket, so I don't love him at the block, but I wrote that suggestion. I also added Oreo cookies from prior, second and fourth quarters, starting with Curry as opposed to having him sitting on the bench. You just change his minute allocation. Why are we talking about this, Joe, for those that are just waking up?
Why are we talking about it? Well, this happened yesterday on Willard and Dibbs, where Steve Kerr, head coach of your Golden State Warriors, joins them every single week, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. This is what took place yesterday, and that's why we're talking about it.
It's all part of it. So, but if you do have suggestions, I'm all ears. What do you got for me?
What do you got?
The one that kind of sticks out is Harrison Barnes 3, the game-winning dagger. You had Steph guarding the ball. Any thought to maybe putting a more active on-ball defender to make things a little bit more difficult on the inbounder?
You know, we sometimes will put a big on the inbounder, but with 3 seconds left, the inbounder himself is very dangerous because he can pass and get the hand back, you know, get a pass back. And so we decided to put Steph on the inbounder so that he wasn't involved in the switches, you know, off ball, in case there were screens, and you know, that were involved in the play. So, it's a good suggestion, and oftentimes we do put a big on the ball, but with that much time left, I try not to.
Do you guys have a suggestion box? Because we've got listeners who I think would have more, you know, more ideas.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I get a lot of emails with lots of suggestions, I'm always interested in those. So, yeah, please keep them coming. Why don't you guys do a suggestion box and just pass them along?
If you ever go to a third row of coaches, myself and about 18 people on the YouTube would be happy to sit there.
I'm sure there's a lot more than that.
Yeah. And what is your email address, Coach? Go ahead.
That was yesterday on with Willard and Dibbs. Steve
Obviously,
Kerr. Can we get an actual suggestion box in here, like a little index card?
I'm down with that.
That says Steve Kerr suggestion box, and all the hosts can put stuff in there. There we go.
Now, obviously, he was being tongue in cheek about the suggestion, and we're just having fun with it. Like, because people call us all the time, and they're like, "I want to do this, I want to do that." I get DMs all the time during the games from a couple of people that have long paragraphs of adjustments
we all do.
That they want done. And so we're having a little fun with it this morning, and we're just like taking all suggestions. There are no bad suggestions this morning. We might not necessarily agree with them, but there are no bad ones. Here's one from the 510.
Please.
Whatever happened to Draymond Green coming off the bench? Should we try that again?
Well, it's been working with him starting, and the scenario was prior to Jimmy Butler arriving, it was working for a little bit with JK, and the whole thing was working, and then it wasn't because Jimmy came here and it changed everything, and they're winning now with him in the starting lineup. So again, Steve Kerr's mentioned he's a creature of habit. You're going to stick with the guys and the stuff that's working in the starting lineup. But again, a suggestion. I'm here for it. Shameless shout outs in about 14 minutes, 7:45. Shameless shout outs, 888-957-9570. That segment's about you and not us. Same number to call or text. More suggestions. And let's go to Peter in San Francisco.
What's up, Peter?
What's up, Peter Pan? How you doing, man?
Hi, you hear me?
Certainly do.
Hello?
Hey.
Okay. I think you already mentioned what I said, which was having TJD as power forward and Quentin Post as center. I'm tired of these tiny little lineups that remind me of those black and white footages of Will Chamberlain getting his 100 points and all these little munchkins going, let me get it. And we're getting beat up by all these big guys, especially that big guy in Denver, and I'm tired of it. And we need some big guys, more than one, more than two. Just put them all in there. Put in the Post and just put in some big guys. That's my suggestion.
Put them in there, Pete. Let's go. And Quentin Post, by the way, I've seen him on the defensive side. Not the best defender. But that's okay. He's been only a couple months. But the size is, you know what? It's a thing. Like, at least he's got that. And he's not going to back down. He's tough. But he had some moments in some of these games where his defense was exposed a little bit. To put it lightly, and that's okay.
Well, I do, like, they've played, for example, Cleveland earlier this year. It would have been nice had Post been up with the big club to be able to experiment against their two big, their two
Mobley,
top, super late, just Jared to Allen. See what it looked like for 30 seconds.
Right, right. And we might...
I don't know, like, you know, well, get a look at it.
We might see it. Maybe you know? Against the Rockets, we'll see. Maybe against the Lakers. We'll see. We saw him against the Lakers for a little bit. He was actually on LeBron, which was interesting. I don't know if I love that matchup, even if LeBron is 40 years old, but he wasn't backing down. The only thing I get nervous about with those two guys on the court together, experience, obviously, and fouling. Well, like, that's what they're going to do. They're going to hack. They're going to get out there. Then you get in foul trouble, and the last thing I want to do in a playoff scenario is give the other team the bonus early on in the quarter.
No, I hear you, but
like, that's it.
They would fit right in on this team.
Oh, I know.
A lot of fouling going on, a lot of reaching, right?
Let's go to Greg, who's in Canada. What's up, Greg? What you got, man? What's your suggestion for Steve Kerr?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
No. Let's keep all that stuff away. My suggestion is more X's and O's.
Give it to me.
I feel like when the playoffs come, the ball movement, player movement gets slowed down. They don't call the off-ball fouls. We need Steph Curry setting on-ball screens for Jimmy and specifically JK. They're going to call the off-ball foul if Curry is basically setting the screen and he's right there in front of the ref's face. And if they don't double Steph off of that, you're going to have Jimmy and specifically JK on the roll going to the basket. And they're just going to either get to the free throw line for Jimmy, or that's just the best version of JK. I wouldn't even mind JK starting over Moody because Moody's 8-for-26 in the last four games. I know we got a great record with him starting, but.
I don't mean to interrupt you. 13 games.
Thanks, Greg.
The last 13, Moody's down to 29% from three.
Yeah.
And if he wants to stay on the floor to connect various lineups, he's got to shoot better.
He's got to. It's as simple as
that. His defense has been good, though.
Has been good. No, it has been. And again, like, there's going to be moments. It hasn't been going well, and it's all going to be about, you know, who gets hot at the right time. That's usually what the playoffs is about, whether it's in baseball. We see it all the time in baseball. Remember the Diamondbacks a couple years ago? They were hot at the right time. Then they surged all the way to the World freaking Series. These things happen. We saw it with the Giants. One World Series getting hot at the right time. It's all about that. Brandon Pajemski, Did he get hot too early? Is he going to cool down? I would like to see him bounce back after a poor performance against the Spurs. I'd like to see Moses Moody, as you're mentioning, bounce back after a poor shooting performance. Give me something to be positive with over this week in these final two games. Again, two more games. Two more games and it's over, man. It's going to be very interesting to see how these things shake out.
It is interesting. Pods has not been a part of any of these suggestions.
Nothing. Maybe we'll get one. Okay. Junior, Pacifica.
Hey, Junior.
Junior. What's your suggestion for Steve Kerr? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. So my suggestion for Steve Kerr is get a good night's sleep, spend some quality time with your wife, and trust your gut. That's my suggestion for Steve Kerr. At this point in the season, I think it was a trick question. It's like asking, what is the sound of one hand clapping? You know, it's that kind of a question. There isn't an answer. So the question, the answer is to not answer that question at this time. We've been super lucky with Kerr and the Warriors. And at this point in the season, I wish, for instance, that JK had been handled differently over time. Also, guys, this is a worthwhile exercise, and it's a lot of fun hearing what you and the fans are coming up with. But we should just be happy right now. We've done amazing since Jimmy Butler joined us. We had a bad loss, but look, the 73-9 Warriors had nine bad losses, right? Most of them to lousy teams. It just happens. And we got so lucky last night with getting the result we needed that was a little bit of a surprise, right? Our destiny is in our hands. That's really all you can ask for as a fan, is that if we win out, we do well, right? So I'm just going to enjoy today until tip-off, and then I'm going to watch avidly and see what they come up with.
That's so too reasonable for sports talk.
Yeah, no,
you realize what, too like, nice what you're me. Asking Thank is you. Too reasonable. It's too logical. Well, this is not, that's not required on radio.
I'm actually shocked about how logical most of these,
I love that
like
call.
Some of like the one Jimmy Butler off the bench, but those are great suggestions. I loved them. That was a really good segment.
There's a couple
it's
different people
Dub Nation.
From the 510 that are texting in, like, stop trying to force JK into the lineup. Another one was stop trying to force Gee into the lineup.
Has JK felt forced at all these last couple of games? You talked yesterday, you wanted more of JK.
I think he's been really good.
I don't think he's felt forced.
Well, I think
at all.
The last game he was really good. But also, you know, again, he, like a lot of these
he's
guys.
Not playing 30 minutes. Well, who's forcing him?
But like a lot of these guys, I think, you know, the nuance is like, who are you playing alongside? You know, very few players, it doesn't matter who you play with, you're going to be freaking awesome.
Shameless shout outs in 7 minutes. Start lining them up, 888-957-9570. That was a good suggestion box. Maybe that'll something going forward. Maybe we'll do suggestion box just as a segment going forward. I like that. Whether it's Kyle Shanahan, whether it's Bob Melvin, I like that. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text. Shameless shout outs. Again, 7 minutes. It's about you, not us. Okay.
All right, I want to go around the room on these suggestions. What was your suggestion?
My suggestion, boy.
If you could, you give Steve Kerr.
Don't be afraid to go against the grain in big situations. That's my suggestion. Take that for what it's worth. It's kind of a cop-out. But Steve Kerr, as you've mentioned in the past, Game 7, he sticks to what's been working leading up to that point.
Uh-huh.
If you're in a do-or-die scenario, whatever you want, Steve. Just have at it. I have my faith that you'll figure it out. Don't listen to the Junior Pacificas, the Joe Spadonis. And Junior made a great point on this. You know what? Go with your gut.
Mm.
With more, because I do feel like I've lost a little bit of that at times. I go back to that series against the Lakers. Clay, man. Don't be afraid to... This guy just doesn't have it. Put him on the bench. I don't know what to tell you. He didn't have it in that series. He was awful. Just, I know you want to go out guns a-blazing. The guys that have gotten you to that point, don't be afraid to put Draymond on the bench. I've seen him bench him in the NBA Finals.
He went back to him.
Yeah. But that's what I like. Steve Kerr, don't be afraid to do stuff like that. All Carter, right. Do you have a suggestion?
I do. I would like to see less Looney, and I'd like to see more TJD. I think that TJD offers a lot in the shot blocking category that Looney just doesn't. And I love Loon, but I just think, like, give the kid a chance here.
Interesting.
Give him
Sam?
A chance. Take a chance
on
me.
I mean, that was literally going to be my suggestion.
Oh, well, then I'll ask you something better.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, actually, no. Let me read off a couple of YouTube chats.
Okay, good, because I want YouTube you to. Chat.
Yeah,
I want
you Carter to literally just took my idea and ripped Carter, it right off. Doing, classic dude. Carter.
While you while you're about to read those, I want the audience out there to think about it for a second. Now give me and Joe Spadoni some suggestions for the show.
Oh, God. That's going to be bad.
I don't know if we have enough time for that.
Yeah.
Julian Legge.
No bad suggestions. Get two new hosts.
Can you fix your voices? Well, I'm trying.
I think a lot of suggestions will be about behind the scenes. Julian Legge on YouTube says, morning, guys. My suggestion, a starting five of Steph, Moody, Jimmy, TJD, and Post. So a mix of team and individual defense, a three-point threat with Curry and Post, and Moody, then attack the rim with TJD and Moody, and then your bench is Pods, Buddy, JK, Gee, and Draymond.
Wait, I heard Steph, TJD.
So your starting lineup is Steph, Moody, Jimmy, TJD, and Post.
Okay, so no Draymond.
So no Pods.
Bench. No Pods.
Pods and Draymond get moved to the bench here. Okay. Yeah. Buddy, Kuminga, and Gee are also coming off the bench.
I would be open to that just to see what it looks like. I don't think he'll do that.
Yeah. And then Man707 says, switch Moody and Pods, have Pods as the corner boy, spotting up for threes and late shot clock. He could create for himself, help Moody create downhill and get easy buckets around the rim.
No Pat Spencers for anyone? No one wants to see more Pat Spencer? You love Pat Spencer, no? No suggestions there? Why are you looking at me like that? I guess look at me.
If they
like
go
that.
On a deep run, Pat will have a moment.
Thank you.
Just mark
He's
my words.
Have a couple minutes here.
Just
there.
A moment.
That's all
a win
you need.
One for Pat Spencer game.
One shining moment for Pat Spencer.
If Pat gets into a playoff game and there's a blowout, he's gonna yam on someone. The guy gets up.
Got hops.
He's athletic, dude.
No one loves a white boy. Benson. No one loves a white boy with hops more than Joe Shatsky.
100%.
When it comes to the NBA.
Dante DiVincenzo.
Oh my God.
You know?
Can you name any more? Dante DiVincenzo. Yeah.
Are we calling those
Mac
hops?
McClung? What?
Said, are we calling Dante DiVincenzo
he had some
hops?
Dunks?
He early in his career, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, that's fair.
Villanova, come on now.
He would throw down. It all started with Bob Sura for me. Like that's the start. Of the white boy with hops, you know, obsession.
All right.
He also had bleached hair.
Junior and Pacifica called in and said, you know what, Steve Kerr, you're in a great spot. I'm feeling great. And Junior was way too positive. Well, the head coach was sounding positive yesterday on Willard and Dibbs, too.
I would argue we're in a great spot, 22-7 since we got Jimmy. You know, if we made that trade, when we made that trade, can you imagine sitting here going, oh, yeah, and by the way, you're going to go 22-7. You're going to have top five offense, top five defense, and this is where you'll be with two games left in the season. You don't think we would have jumped at that?
Yep.
So the entire narrative has shifted. The entire vibe has shifted since Jimmy's arrival. You can't let, you know, one loss or a couple losses dampen that when you just have to recognize the West is loaded. There's a bunch of great teams. There's a bunch of great organizations who have put together, you know, really good programs. And this is competition at its highest level, and we are in the mix. And I can't wait for tomorrow night and then Sunday and then whatever comes after that.
Warriors are in a great spot right now, Joe.
He says whatever comes after that. If what comes after Sunday is you're in the play-in in the 7-8, I'm going to be so disappointed.
See, why do I feel, though, and I know you feel that way, and I get it. Just
because we've been flirting with the top 5-6.
Yeah, but I'm still not, like, hating that situation. I get it. It sounds insane, and you don't want to be in a do-or-die, but 7-8's not do-or-die. You get another chance after that. Like, I hear you. But if I was to tell you you're facing the Houston Rockets in a first round series, like you'd talk yourself into actually.
Yeah, but
that
you got to get there.
That wasn't the worst thing. Yeah, and they can. They can. Again,
Joe, if they end up playing on Tuesday night, and let's just hypothetically, okay. They play Tuesday night, and it ends up being, let's just say, Minnesota, for example. You lose that game, and then you got Dallas and Anthony Davis.
Or the Kings.
I think it's going to be Dallas, okay? But that's fine. That both those teams do exactly what you struggle to defend, which is big, strong, athletic guys who can crush you on the glass and then sink into the paint on defense and just be a menace.
I mean, who's the second best player on the Cavs or on the Mavs, I should say, outside of Anthony Davis right now?
Well, Klay Thompson, who's going to have a lot of revenge.
I mean, we saw, I don't want to be mean.
Gafford.
I don't want to be mean. Last time I saw Klay Thompson in a playing game, what happened?
I hear
I don't want to be that guy. He didn't make a shot.
But like Harrison Barnes, last time we've seen him with something on the line, you know, we would laugh at it, and he ended up getting the last laugh. So I don't want to sleep on an all-time legend, you know, drawing from that. I get the point about the Rockets, and I understand that angle. We can get into it at the top of the hour in terms of who would you want to play.
I think that's what I don't want to do. But first, I do want to get to shameless shout-outs because it's Friday, and it's that time, 888-957-9570. Let's shout some people out. Oh, Carter, that was a perfect setup. Perfect. It's all right. It happens. Back it up. Hold on, I got my...
It's Friday. Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being. Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout outs on the Morning Roast.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's time, baby. 888-957-9570. Start lining them up. This segment's not about Shasky or me or Carter or Lubman. It's not about us. It's about you guys. Shout out whatever you want. Your business, the beach. Steve Kerr, you want to shout out him?
Can I shout out my high school?
Yes.
All right. Because Saturday, I have the pleasure of emceeing the Reardon High School, Archbishop Reardon High School.
Archbishop.
School fundraiser. Okay? It's called the Reardon Roundup. And this is a special event in celebration of the 75th anniversary. They do a cow plop where they grid out the football field and you have two cows and whichever one goes potty first on the square.
Whichever one plops first.
Okay. You have a chance to win 15 grand or free tuition. Tuition is like almost twice that. Okay. The proceeds go to a new student park and theater improvements, as well as tuition assistance for those that require it. There are a few squares left to attend the event. General admission, $100. You get all-you-can-eat barbecue from my buddy, Myron Jackson, who is great below me. He does a great job barbecuing. They're going to have beer and all kinds of alcohol, and obviously you get to view the event. If you want to find tickets, there are tickets available and a couple of squares available. The squares are $1,000. It goes to a great proceed. Purchase tickets on the Reardon website at www.reardonhs.org.
Shout out me from the 510. Happy birthday to me turning 32 tomorrow, April 12th. Let's go, Warriors. Let's get it done. Happy birthday to you, 510. 32. I'll be 32 in a couple months as well. It's kind of a boring age, but I hear you.
And everyone's like, you are aware that if the Warriors win out, they're still going to be in the play-in. No,
not the case at
all. If they win the next two, for those that are listening,
they will be a playoff team.
If they win the next two, because of the loss last night, they will be a playoff team.
Yes, correct. 888-957-9570.
Have to win the next two.
Shameless shout-outs. We're going to get into all the scenarios, I promise. In the next segment, we're going to get all the different machinations. So Sam Lubman, he's been getting his mind back there melding. And no one loves chaos.
It's really crazy right now.
No one loves chaos than Sam Lubman. Look at that beautiful hair.
I know.
Right?
I see it
everywhere. It's chaotic, but it works, right?
Happy with Sam.
Who is that? Jeff Garcia, Organized Chaos? That's Sam Lubman right there, ladies and gentlemen. Just look at this rundown. It's beautiful. Let's see here. Let's go to the...
We're more chaotic than the New York Jets.
707. Shout out Aquascape Custom Crafted Pools, building the best pools around all the Bay Area.
Wait a minute. What? A pool place?
Aquascape. Do you need a pool, Joe?
Well, I want to put one up the river.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe they could do it like a custom job for you, huh?
I mean, yeah, we might have to look into that.
Okay.
Maybe a hot tub. I don't know.
415, and it's also likely that the Grizzlies lose to Denver, too, so we just need one. Again, I'm not, maybe the Grizzlies do, maybe they don't. I don't care about them.
Just win, too.
Just win, baby. Just win. That's all I'm saying. Here we go. Suggestions. Dante has some bounds. 888-957-9570.
Okay, Steiny.
Shameless shout-outs. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Goo, what do you got?
What you got? 888-957-9570. Carter, do you have any shout-outs?
My favorite
that you'd
is
like
when
to
he
do?
Throws it to Evan. Evan, how many minutes? How many minutes left do I need to filibuster?
There you go. What you got, Carter?
Yeah, I'll give a shout-out today. I'm going to shout-out the guys down the street at Taylor's Keep who are doing my tuxedo for my wedding. They're listeners
of
the station. It's next weekend. So really coming up here quickly. And I want to shout them out. They've been awesome. Like, such good dudes.
So you're wearing a tux?
Yeah.
White coat? Black coat?
Black coat.
Okay.
French collar.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So,
Are you going, tie or bow tie?
bow tie.
Okay. But, you know, he's hitting the Roly store with the Roly on like LeBron.
Are you, you got the suspenders? You got the vest too or what?
Oh, yeah. Full nines, double breasted.
Double breasted. There you go. Shout out chicken. Sam, what you got? Who you shouting out?
You know what? I want to shout out our hardworking sales team because they have been really putting in the work this year. We got the studio sponsor this year. We got all sorts of sponsors going on right now. So shout out to all those guys in the room just outside the door here. I mean, they're all working remotely today, but they've just been grinding all year long and doing a great job at keeping the money coming in and the lights turned on here at the station. So shout out to them and their hard work.
There you go. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Shout out to my beautiful wife. This is from the 925. My beautiful wife for holding things down in the house this past week, taking care of our 2 4-year-old boys while I've been sick as a dog. So shout out to that wife in the 925.
From the 262, where is that, Mercury?
I have
shout
no
out
idea.
Jung-Hoo Lee. Let's get it done in the Bronx. There you go. I have no idea where that is. Certain area codes I'm not very good at. Are you one of those people, by the way? Like, one of my good friends is like this, where he remembers Wisconsin. Every single phone number. Oh, Wisconsin, okay. Cheese Country, I'm not mad at that. Dairyland, okay. Wisconsin.
I mean, technically, Cheese Country is like Petaluma and Sonoma.
But Dairy, like Wisconsin. No,
no, I know, I know. I'm just going local.
Okay, that's fine. Well, yeah, we're wine country, too. Right?
Yes.
We have California's the best. I mean, we don't have to toot our own horn.
Yeah, Napa.
We're the best. Yeah. That's what we got. That's what we do. 888-957-9570. I'm going to shout out all the teachers out there, because you know what? Spring break just happened. Summer's approaching. You get the summers off. Shout out to you teachers doing the Lord's work, whether it's kindergarten, first grade, high school, college.
I like
it. It's very difficult right now to be a teacher. I know the pay hasn't been great for a lot of people. They deserve every single dollar that they make and more. Shout out to all the teachers out there.
All right, a couple that I want to squeeze in here. Leroy, shouting out the best soul food restaurant.
Oh.
In the area, okay? It's called Jackie's Place.
Okay.
The soul food restaurant that he thinks is the best in the whole Bay Area, Jackie's Place in San Jose. Mm. And then the next one, shout out Public Works Streets Department for the city of Walnut Creek. Go A's from the 925. From the 415, shout out to the SI, San Ignatius, men's crew defending their West Coast Championship this Sunday at Lake Merced.
There you go. 888-957-9570. Thus will conclude this edition of Shameless Shoutouts. We got Bonta Hill joining us in studio at 9 o'clock. Again, every single Friday at 9, Bonta Hill, host of Warriors Pre- and Post Game Live on NBC Sports Bay Area, and also dabbling in some Giants as well. Bonta joining us at 9 o'clock. Very interested to hear what he has to say in regards to, you know, who does he want to face? Does he just want to get into the playoffs? Is he scared of the play-in scenario? All of that is going to be taking place at the top of the hour. But next segment, I want to dive in to who Dub Nation wants. Come Monday, who do you want, Dub Nation? It's not even about the seeding or any of that. Who do you want the Warriors to be playing on Monday? 888-957-9570. I know they're not playing on Monday, but the team that we're all going to be talking about, who you want the Warriors to be facing off against, 888-957-9570. We're going to get into that on the other side. But first, it is time for the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
I already listed off who's not playing for the Blazers. It's damn near everybody. But for the Warriors, they're listing Quentin Post and Gary Payton II as questionable for tonight's game in Portland. GP2 is dealing with knee swelling that Anthony Slater told us yesterday is more of a maintenance concern and not a long-term issue. Slater also mentioned that Post, who missed Wednesday night's game with an illness, should be available for the Dubs tonight. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. It's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. All right, next hour, we got two more games, and this time on Monday, we're going to be talking about that first round matchup or that first play-in matchup. Who do you want the Warriors to be facing this time Monday, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. We're halfway home on a payday Friday on the Morning Roast. It's Spadoni, it's Chasky. Come on back.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.